Elizabeth Warren, the Harvard Law School professor, consumer advocate, and first-time candidate for elected office, won an unprecedented 96% of the convention delegates' votes to lock up the U.S. Senate nomination.
And now, I've got just one thing to say. I'm ready.
Because the only other Senate candidate heading into the convention, immigration lawyer Marissa DeFranco, failed to get at least 15% of the delegates to vote for her, there will be no Democratic primary. Speaking with reporters after the convention ended, Warren wasted no time in challenging Republican Senator Scott Brown to debate.
I'd love to see some debates with Scott Brown. You bet. You know, let's start. Let's get started on this. I'm ready.
Brown's campaign responded with a statement agreeing to debates. The details on how many, where, and when have yet to be worked out. In her much-anticipated speech at the convention, Warren focused on Brown. She said that at the time he won the special election following the death of Edward Kennedy 2 years ago, Brown seemed like a decent guy, but declared, "He let us down." Citing some of the votes and positions Brown has taken, Warren described him as a Wall Street, big oil, Mitt Romney Republican.
His answer is to talk about my family and how I grew up. Well, I say this, if that's all you've got, Scott Brown, I'm ready.
Warren indirectly addressed the controversy that has hampered her campaign for more than a month now. She's been dogged by questions over an unsubstantiated claim to Native American heritage and whether she used it to advance her academic career.
I didn't get in this race to fold up the first time I got punched. I got in this race because people are getting hammered and they are counting on me to stand up for them. I'm ready.
Heading into the convention, it was uncertain if a primary would be needed to settle the Democratic nomination for Senate, since convention rules were put in place 30 years ago to keep so-called fringe candidates out of primaries. No two-person race had ever not resulted in a primary.
It was working for every single vote, every single minute. That's how this went, all the way.
Democratic Party leaders worked hard, too, to keep Warren's last challenger, Marissa DeFranco, from advancing her campaign. Former Governor Michael Dukakis was among those out working the convention floor, making the case against a Democratic primary.
I don't think we need this kind of distraction, because that's what it is. This is going to be a tough race. You can't organize 2,000 plus precincts in 6 or 7 weeks. And remember, we have a late primary, so it makes it much more difficult. And nobody knows that better than I, because without that kind of organization, I wouldn't have been elected dog catcher.
DeFranco's small group of supporters said they resented national Democratic Party leaders who recruited Warren, dictating who the Senate candidate should be in Massachusetts. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick delivered a rousing speech at the convention. He urged the 3,500 party activists to go home and work at the grassroots to assure President Obama is reelected and the Massachusetts Senate seat is put back in the Democrats' column.
It is time for Democrats to grow a backbone and stand up for what we believe.
Two new polls released to coincide with the convention showed the Senate race in Massachusetts remains a dead heat between Brown and Warren. A poll by the Western New England University Polling Institute found Warren has cut into Brown's still sizable lead among independents, who make up the largest voting bloc in the state. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.